There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Hello, good evening, and welcome.
Hello.
It's time for us to have a lovely time. It's 2020, so we're all in our houses. We can't be too loud or we'll upset our spouses. Mark and Ben are in the doghouse 3 times a day. Joe is the same, but Willip is a good boy, and I don't know his name.
It's the whole section podcast.
Happy New Year, everyone, if it's not too late to say that. And welcome to this post-Easter world. Wow, we've got chocolate eggs in our tummies and we can't go temping bowling. It's weird, isn't it? How is everyone?
Good. Really good, thanks, Alex.
Right. Better
for seeing you guys.
Oh, that's nice. Last week, we played a couple of bits all together live over Zoom, and it wasn't nice. But apart from that, we're loving doing these isolation podcasts. So thank you for any comments, supports and donations that have kept this going. Yeah. And Joe has got today's catchphrase. Isn't that right, Joe?
Not on my watch.
Lovely. Guys, at this stage, I'd particularly like to hear from Ben Reynolds, the drummer. Are you guys all down with that if I focus on him for a bit?
Not on my watch.
And would you mind reacting in a big way to all of Ben Reynolds' answers, please?
Sure.
Yo, Ben, how are you finding everything?
Pretty good.
Whoa!
Amazing.
Yeah.
Been doing some gardening today.
Hey, I've got another question.
Oh, yeah, go on.
Have you been doing any gardening today?
Yeah, I've been doing some gardening
today. No way.
Hey, Ben.
Yeah?
What's your diet been like?
Good.
Whoa!
That's typical Ben, that is. Typical.
Ben?
Yeah?
Have you seen anything interesting out of your window?
No.
Very cheeky. We've got last question. How's your hair? Your pubic
big
hair. Okay, lovely stuff. Back to everyone.
Embarrassing. Stitch up.
Back to everyone else now. Has anyone tried to learn anything or start a new hobby?
No.
Do you want to know what I've been doing?
Yes.
I thought it'd be nice to learn all the names of the trees and the flowers in the garden.
That is nice.
It is nice. But you never guess what?
What?
And I thought this was mad. They don't have names. The dog's got a name and the children have got names. the trees and the plants are just trees and plants.
I have given them names,
but I've made them easy to remember. I've got Mr. and Mrs. Tree, I've got Mr. Grass, Lord Bush, Lieutenant Hedge, and Sir Weedington.
You've only got one weed.
What about your AstroTurf? Have you named your AstroTurf?
Yeah, Mrs. AstroTurf. Okay, well, the guys have been busy as always, and we've got lots of nice songs for you today, but we're going to start with Joe Auckland's contribution. Joe, what have you written for us today?
Some road safety advice.
Oh. Why?
No one's on the road anymore.
Mm.
Well, very true. But if they were, this would be relevant.
Okay. Are you ready for us to hear the song?
Not on my watch.
You must be aware of your underwear when you travel by car, be it near or far. The wrong choice of briefs makes your journey less brief. Wear the wrong skids and your vehicle may skid. I don't understand how your underwear could save so many lives, but please consider this each time you drive. cause delays. Rubber knickers, can cause accidents. Rubber knickers, are not safe. Rubber knickers, can even lead to death. Rubber knickers, they look great. Rubber knickers, they can really chafe. Please don't wear your rubber knickers. Please don't wear your knickers.
That is a great piece of music.
Yeah, brilliant.
Thanks, guys.
Really nice vocal harmonies. Nice vocal harmonies.
Yeah, very nice.
Jazz music. Absolutely lovely stuff, and quite right too. But we do, of course, have a special one-person guest audience. So let's meet him now. Guys, it's Max Rushton. It's Max Rushton! Please, can you all say hello to Max Rushton?
Hi, Max.
Hello.
Hi, Max.
Hello, Maxwell.
Hello, the band.
There we go. Welcome to the Horn Section podcast. Please, could you describe... It's formalities first, Max. Please describe the chair that you're sitting on, please.
Wooden. Wooden with 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 slats. A classic sort of... Let me show you.
Yeah, I'd like to see it. Oh, yeah.
Classic just kitchen chair.
Imagine a wooden kitchen chair, listener. Do you want to guess what sort of chair I'm sitting on?
I imagine it is a cushioned poof.
Ah, I don't think you could be further from the correct answer. It's a very hard sort of plastic chair.
Interesting.
Not a comfortable choice. And if I had my time again, I would choose your chair.
Okay.
So first of all, let me know if I've got any of this wrong. Your name, Max Rushton.
Correct.
What's that short for?
Max Rushton.
Ah.
But I was born Max Rubinstein, but we changed my name when I was 6 because we had death threats. But it wasn't the decision-making process wasn't up to me.
Who is we in that situation?
Mainly my parents.
Right. Mm. I had Max Rushton and Diamonds Are Forever Young Guns and Roses Are Red Red Wine Gums.
No, that is accurate.
Official job title. Sports broadcaster.
Yep, pretty much.
Okay, song time.
Great.
So I quite often do a song about the guest and I do a pun on their name. Mm-hmm. So I found a song that sounds a bit like your name and okay, then built it around that. Do you want to guess the song?
Is it something about rushing?
Yes.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I don't know any songs about rushing.
Well, it's not in the title, but it's
Rushing Home for Christmas.
Oh, not far off. It's Can't Help Falling in Love by Elvis and then later UB40.
Okay.
So here it is. Hopefully you can hear this. Oh no, I realise you can't hear that. Can you hear that?
I can't hear it, but I love it anyway. No one ever has ever written a song about me before.
So. I've realised it's going into my headphones, so I'm going to take my headphones out for a second, so I won't be able to hear you, but you should be able to hear it.
Okay.
Who would I want to host a radio show with? Only Max Rushton. But I can't present the warm-up on Talk Sport with you.
Quite long.
Charlie Baker, they gave the job to him. So I can't present the warm-up on Talk Sport with you.
I'm going to the bridge.
Like a river flows surely to the sea, I'd give you anything if you'd present it with me. Take my band, take my whole wife too, 'cause I can't present the warm-up on TalkSport with you. Max Rushton.
It's lovely.
Thank you, Max. I had to sing that quite quietly because my wife and children were asleep. And a lot of things I do now, I do quite quietly because my wife and children are asleep.
Yeah, I think it gave it a kind of, it in many ways made it more moving.
It was tender. Okay, it's now time for the Max quiz.
Oh.
Just the same sort of thing. Would you like some music under the Max quiz?
Yes, please.
Okay, you won't be able to hear it.
Can I choose which music it is?
You can have either Rockingham, Cindy, Saxy Lullaby, or Pitsy Music.
Can I have Erasure?
No, you can have Rockingham,
Cindy, Saxy Lullaby, or some Pipsy music?
The first one.
Rockingham, Cindy. That's a piece on banjo played by...
Okay. Joe. Oh, thanks, Joe.
Okay, here it goes. So it's a question all about Max's. It turns out there's not many people called Max.
No. Which
surprised me.
A lot of dogs.
Yes. Yes. They don't feature, but here we go. Question one. What was the name of the actor who played the sort of handsome flatmate in Ugly Betty? Just the first name.
Max.
Yes. What was the name of the guy who invented sociology and died exactly 100 years ago?
Max.
Yep. What's the name of my male cousin on my mum's side?
Max.
Max. Correct. What do my family and I wear when it's raining?
Max.
Very good at this. If you're not that hungry, if you're not that hungry, what are the best burgers to order from McDonald's?
Just Max.
Yeah. That's the end of the Max quiz.
Thanks.
Here's a question. When people offer you a Pepsi Max, do you know if they're offering you a normal Pepsi or not? Do you wait for a second Max?
I am confident that the only people that are going to offer me a Pepsi Max know me so well that they don't use my name in such a sort of formal way.
What if there's a gathering? What if there's a few people that are being offered drinks?
I would have a Coke Zero. That, genuinely, I'm not, you know, I'm not trying to be facetious.
Okay, we're going back to the band now. Bye-bye.
Okay, great. Bye.
Oh, that was great from Max, but I'm back here with the band now. When do you put your bins out, Mark?
Well, there's a song about it.
No way.
Thursday, there ain't no bin man. Friday, there ain't no bin man. Saturday, there ain't no bin man. Sunday, there ain't no bin man. Monday, Tuesday.
On Wednesday, he does green, brown and black.
Thursday, there ain't no bin man. Friday, there ain't no bin man. Saturday, there ain't no bin man. Sunday, there ain't no bin man. Monday, Tuesday.
On Wednesday, he does green, brown and black.
Oh, those are
Wednesdays.
Wednesday,
yeah, exactly.
Wednesday heavy, isn't it?
It's your Wednesday. Bin. Yeah, he does all of them. Heavy. He does all of them. And the food one, but I couldn't fit that in the gap.
And now I'd like to launch my brand new game. Is everyone up for that?
Yes, please.
Yes.
It's exciting. It's grown up. It's called Name of That Tune. It works like this. I'm going to describe some sheet music I've found, and you have to tell me the name of that tune.
Where did you find it?
I found it on Google.
Was it in the Beethoven shop?
I'm now going to start describing the sheet music. Buzz in with your instruments when you know the tune. So there's two sets of fences for this tune. On the left of the top fence, there's a big curly symbol. On the left of the bottom one, there's a small curly symbol and a colon. On the top one, near the curly thing, there's a little B on the third line up. And on the bottom one, there is a little B on the second line up.
So
and
F major.
Both lines say three quarters on them.
In 3/4.
And now we're really going to get going. Reading from left to right, on the top one, there's a tadpole joined to another tadpole, and there's a little dot after the first tadpole, and a little dash, and a little dash on the second one, and both the tadpoles are on an extra rung below the bottom rung. There's nothing on the lower bars yet, but now we're onto the second fence, and on the bottom one, there are three see-through tadpoles upside down, and all of them have little dots on, and they're right at the top of the fence. On the top one, we have three tadpoles. The first is just below the bottom rung, then one on that extra floating rung, and then one between the lowest two rungs. Next bit of fence now. On the top, there's a see-through tadpole, just one, perched on the bottom rung, followed by two joined-up tadpoles on the floating rung. Again, one has a dot after it, and one has a little line
near the top.
Are
there any lyrics?
Do you want me to tell you the lyrics?
Yes.
That might help.
Yeah, it says quicker, happy birthday.
Happy birthday
to yes, Ben Reynolds.
Is it happy birthday to you?
It is happy birthday to you. Okay, next piece.
Is this one of those things where you think it would work?
What do you mean?
Where you think we're actually going to get it?
You said the beginning of the next bar that was a note on the top.
I never said the word fence. Bar.
No, you said fence. Well, actually,
fence. But yeah, you said at the top of the fence.
Yeah, which can't have been right. I was thinking that.
Yeah, yeah. On the bottom bit. There's two rungs of fences. This is on the bottom bit with the curly ones.
Oh, is the harmonic the bass line or something?
I don't know. Okay, next one. Everyone ready for the next one?
Yeah.
Shall we start with the lyrics this time? And if we don't,
there are no lyrics
to
this one. No lyrics.
Oh, great.
But this one is Allegro con brio, please.
With movement.
I'll just do the top line of Fence this time. Again, that's,
oh, no.
Oh, yes.
Is it Colonel Bogey's March?
No. No, and you're out. Okay, there are three letter B's. There are three letter B's this time, one in the middle rung, one between the top two rungs.
Yeah. E flat.
And then one sort of two-thirds of the way up. Then it's 2/4, so there should be a half, really. Then there's a little, like an apostrophe. It's FF, please. And there are three tadpoles on the second bar up.
I know.
One has a hook. Yes, Willip.
Beethoven's Fifth.
Correct!
Oh, well done.
Oh,
well
thank
done.
God.
Who enjoyed the game?
I really enjoyed it, Alex.
It's really good.
It was good. It was good.
I think
good
that's got legs.
For the TV show?
It's the TV show in itself.
Yep. Not on my watch.
Well, thanks, Willip. And let's talk to you for a bit now. You moved to Hastings a little while ago, and we all teased you a lot for it because you had to travel miles to get anywhere. Is it now proving to be a good decision because of the lockdown?
I'm glad I'm not in London. Yes.
Yeah.
Much better.
These are yes or no answers. All of these are yes or no answers. How do you feel about getting takeaway food at the moment?
Yes.
Have you ever worn boxing gloves? I can't imagine it.
Yes.
Do you prefer pigeons or parties?
Yes.
And will the schools ever reopen, or is it this now until all our kids are grown-ups?
Yes.
Great stuff, Willip. And you're going to play a song live for us now, isn't that right?
Oh, right, yes.
This is a real treat for us now. Willip's going to play live on the Zoom. The stage is set. The lighting is wonderful. There are five people in the audience. More than usual for Willip. Go for it.
So,
good evening.
A few days ago...
good evening, good London, evening. That sort of thing.
Good evening, yep. During the daily government press briefing, Home Secretary Priti Patel said the following. Through the government's ongoing monitoring and testing program, as of 9 a.m. today, there have been 300,974 tests carried out, which I thought was a hilarious number.
Yeah, good.
So I've done this as a little tribute to her. How many roads must Priti Patel walk down before you can call her a politician? And how many seas must Priti Patel sail before she sleeps in the sand? And how many of Priti Patel's cannonballs must fly before they're forever banned? The answer, my friend, is 300,034,974,000. The answer is 300,034,974,000. Thank you.
Very good.
Wow.
Fabulous work,
Wilbur. First ever political song.
Did you see our great leader across the pond, Donald, did a similar thing a couple of days later?
Who's Donald?
Senor Trump. He said the word million about three times in one
Why
number.
Why not?
It's brilliant.
Well, how do you top that? Well, you play it another Willip classic. Bang! Hit it!
Twinkle, twinkle, little star. How I wonder what you are. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
So, what do you think of that, Alex?
I really like it, Willip. So far, so good.
Ba-ba. Yes sir, yes sir, three bags full, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Oh, nice singing. Yeah.
Some might say you've got the joke by now, but
no.
I thought,
Is that a joke?
Third one on.
A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Very good. It's going to lead to some serious court cases, that, isn't it?
Yeah.
Brilliant. I wonder what Max Rushton thinks about music.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, hello again, Max.
Hi.
We're going to talk about music for a bit now.
Marvellous.
Do you like it?
Love it.
What was the last album or playlist you put on?
The last playlist I played was, I think it's All Out 90s or something like that.
Yeah. Right. Do you make music, Max?
I sent you a song that I did.
Yes. So we're going to play that in a sec.
Yeah. So am I allowed to give you one of my aims and ambitions?
Yes. Yes.
So I wrote about 6 songs about my now wife after I somehow chanced upon a record deal with Warner Music.
We're doing this story. Yeah, we're doing the Warner can do this story.
Yes.
Now, if you we'll put some music under that. Do you want some music by Willip?
Yes, please. Yeah, like Willip.
Okay. It's ambient music.
Okay.
Okay, yeah. So you had a record deal.
Do you want a really long story?
I mean, no.
A short story?
Yes, please.
So, can I give you the long story?
Okay, but I will probably have to speed it up on GarageBand.
Yeah, that's fine. Joe Calzaghe, the boxer.
Ah, this is a long story.
He came on a TV show called Soccer AM. If you remember it.
Yes, you don't need to explain that bit.
Okay, fine, right. And I asked him if it was hard having your dad as a coach. His dad was his coach because dads can be quite tough on their kids. My dad really pushed my clarinet practice, right? And at the end of the show, the producer told me never to mention the clarinet again because I was meant to be a kind of man of the people, right?
Wow.
Yeah, good. So I therefore asked, I mentioned it a lot to the point where he buckled and let me play the EastEnders theme tune while Dion Dublin played on his tube.
His tube, of course. Yeah, we've tried to get him a few times.
Have you? As a Cambridge legend, Dion Dublin is a hero of mine. I'm back to my story. So then Amy McDonald came on the show, singer, do you know?
Yeah, I think I liked her as well.
Yeah, she's really good. And I said, your album's great, there's no clarinet on it, what are you doing? And she said, come and do it on the next single. And I said, yeah, sure. And then her manager rang up and said, do you want to do it? I said, yes, please. And then she wrote a piece with like 9 flats in it, which is hard for me.
So the dog is barking.
Hi, dog.
I don't think that's a reflection of the story. 9 flats is a lot, can it? Oh, I didn't know there could be that many.
Neither did I. Maybe there were 6. Who knows? Anyway,
Shut up, dog. Sorry. That's okay. I'll pick her up.
Is the dog your way of editing how long you want anecdotes to be?
No, she does bark when they go on a bit.
Yeah, so I did the video, which you can see for Love Love, I play a busker. And then I played the Hammersmith Apollo, which was really quite a thing for someone who's not.
With
Amy McDonald. In the encore, I came on and played. It was like extraordinary. And then, but when I recorded it in the studio, I was putting my clarinet away. I was just sort of singing idly. And I can't particularly sing, but her manager said, oh, you can sing a bit. Do you want a record contract, like a Heineken advert, right? And so I said, well, all right. And we met for coffee and he said, would you like to do a football song? And I said, no, because they're all really terrible. He said, could you play the guitar? I said, yes, I've never tried to write any music. And he said, well, why don't you give it a try? Warner Music owed me a favor and he rang them up and they gave me a not insubstantial amount of money right then. And then I wrote some songs and then I never did anything with them because have you seen An Eye for an Eye by Nick Knowles?
No. Okay. Should I?
Well, if you recommended Mungo Santa Maria to me, I will recommend Eye for an Eye by Nick Knowles to you. I don't want to ever write and record these songs. And I just thought that you and all your band were musical and might be able to do that for me.
Yeah, well, we'd love to record one of your songs.
Mm, but they're all really bad.
Ah. Mm. Was that a wife?
What was that, love? She says they're really bad. Yeah, and they're all about her. It's quite tragic.
That's brilliant. I'm glad that she doesn't like them. Well, look, we could play your song now if you want.
Okay, yeah. I wrote a song about all the nice messages that if you are a sports broadcaster, you get. And I, over the years, have had many nice messages sent to me on all aspects of social media. And the song is called In Your Back Garden.
And what you sent it to me and I've sent it around the band. So they've added banjo and backing singing so far.
Ah, oh, amazing.
It's still being passed around, Max, so you can't hear it yet. But the
okay.
The listeners at home We'll hear your song now. Great.
Shut your mouth, scumbag Rushton, before you get fist in anus in your back garden. You special fuck, you've got a face like a melted wheelie bin. I've never hated someone without meeting them prior. But in your case, I think an exception can be made. Hashtag bell with hashtag wet wipe. You were all and always will be awful, awful, ugly,
ugly,
and ugly,
ugly.
Look in the mirror, grunts. I'd like to welly you.
We're going to play a game now, which is hopefully going to be good. It's called Which Song Am I Speaking? I'm going to sing the first two letters of each word. Just want to see if this works.
Okay, fine.
I might hit the tune later on.
Okay. Just the first two letters of each word?
Yeah, just to see if that's fun.
And will you do it with the melody or just...
I might get to the melody if later on.
Okay, fine.
Okay, you ready? It's just one song, so you either win or don't.
Fine.
Oh, ba, ba. Oh, ba, ba. Oh, ba, ba. Hawa is sutukun.
Can I have a...
We're still going.
Okay.
What would you like? Do you want a clue?
I just wanted one more. I wanted one more time if that was it.
From the beginning. Oh, no. We're just getting going.
Okay, right.
So, wari he. And then we go again. Oh, ba, ba. I should have let you go. So that's... Understandable, that one. Oh, Bapa, I should have let you go. I know you ought of see, yeah. Me ho yo wa it to be.
I had it until you carried on.
Okay, we're going to get a bit of the tune.
Shouldn't have let you go. That one.
Well, maybe. Yeah. No, it's not that one, actually.
No, it's not. Okay. Is that even a song?
Yeah, it is, but it's not this one. We'll do the melody now. Te me ba ka atne tuk no o be. My look is kit me, and I mako it. Steppy. We got three lines left. Well, okay, I know it, so your look is low, you're my. Give me a sigh. Hit me back one more time.
I should have got it quicker, shouldn't I? But frankly, it Hit Me Baby One More Time by Britney Spears.
Better version, wouldn't it?
To be honest, even if I had got it straight away, I would have wanted you to sing all of it.
Oh, ba, ba. That's how it starts. It's
really good.
It's time for questions from the band for you.
Great. Okay, yes.
I've got to work out how to
play these. I think it'll be all right.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, let's play a question from the from the saxophone player, Mark Brown. Here we go.
Hello.
Max Rushton.
This is Mark, the saxophone player in the horn section. My question to you is as follows. Who is the most famous person you've ever met? And how? And why? And where? And when? Oh, interesting. Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
Oh, you're meant to play that bit afterwards. yeah.
Would you like an answer to that question?
Yes, but before we do, I'm just going to work out at what point my recording has failed, because it has failed at one point. So let's just have a quick moment. Oh, this will be interesting. Oh, I see. Quite a long time ago. but I've got the Zoom recording, so we'll have something.
I don't mind. I'm happy to, whatever's better for you. I've got nothing to, I've got to write a column, which I don't want to start. So I'm happy to.
No, it's fine. Mine when I took the headphones off to listen to your song. But it's fine.
whatever.
Well, because I can always, it's fine. Because I can always, I've got the Zoom recording and I can always, I think it'd be funnier playing in your real thing if I have to reinstate
okay.
stuff.
Okay, sure.
So yeah, Mark's question was most.
Who edits this? Do you edit this?
No, a man called Joe. A very called Joe. Yeah.
Fucking hell, poor Joe. Okay. Who's the most famous person I've ever met? It is Dr. Carl Kennedy from Neighbours.
Oh, good, yeah. And how, yeah.
How, because I needed a shoulder to cry on when my now wife disappeared when I went to Australia for 4 days to chase her in a kind of stalky way.
Okay.
And why?
We've done that.
And where?
Where?
And when?
When. We haven't got the when, I think.
When was it, love? When did I come to Australia? 2010? She's blocked it out of her mind.
Okay.
Oh, interesting. Thank you. Bye.
Okay, so that's one down out of the five.
Great.
Next question from, I think this is from Joe, the trumpeter.
Okay. I mean, it's...
No, it's all right.
I was just saying, some people would argue that he isn't the most famous person. So it wasn't necessarily, it's how you judge it, but in my mind he is.
I've accepted it. Here we go.
Oh, hello.
Oh, this
can
is,
I speak to Max Rushton, please?
This is the pianist.
Sure.
Okay. He's going to ask you the question again, I think.
Oh, hello. Can I speak to Max Rushton, please?
Speaking.
Oh, hi, Max. Yeah, it's Ed from the horn section.
Hey.
Listen. Yeah. With all your sporting journalism experience, I just wanted to ask you if there was a Royal Rumble involving cheeses, which cheese do you think would still be standing in the ring at the end? Thanks very much. Love you. Bye.
So bye.
Strongest cheese.
It's a really great question. Depends which order they come out, obviously. But I think an Edam.
Yeah. Yeah, simple as that. There we go. Yeah. Ben's question. I'm slightly dreading. I haven't listened to Willip's question, so I'll do that one last. Here's Ben's question. Quick one, I think.
Yeah, okay.
Hi there, Max. Ben the drummer here. I've got in my house three buckets. One bucket which I use for mopping the floors, one bucket which I use for mixing cement, and the third bucket is for all other things. I just wondered, how many buckets have you got in your house, and what do you use them for? Thanks.
Dry stuff there from the drummer.
Buckets. I've one bucket.
Is it enough,
and mate? It's the most important use it ever had was when I was sitting on my toilet and the toilet fell off the wall and I had to pour the contents of the toilet into something to then pour down the second toilet, and the bucket played a pivotal role in that.
Thank you. Great answer. Joe, the trumpeter now.
What's the most stressful thing you've ever been late for? Like, when were you in a Max Rushton?
He's done a pun on your name.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm like very punctual. I imagine you are too, Alex. With
I hate being
people.
Late. Yeah, I hate being late.
I hate people who are late. It's a sign that they think their life is more important than yours. So I can't think of one.
Never been late. Love
never
that.
Been late for anything.
And finally, Willip here.
Mm-hmm.
20 seconds, apparently, this one lasts.
Hi, Max. This is Will. My question is,
What are your top favourite family members? So that's starting at number one, your favourite member of your own family, and then getting gradually worse until you get to number 50 of your own family. Thanks, bye.
So fifth. Yeah, so from best to worst, please, Max.
Okay. Wife. Is it one?
Number one, lucky wife.
Mm-hmm. Then I'll go Uncle Michael, mum, dad.
Wow, sorry, Uncle Michael, number two.
It's my list.
Okay.
Sister.
Oh, Uncle Michael again.
Then Greta, Stuart.
Okay, what relation to these?
Sorry, cousin's wife, Greta, then cousin Stuart.
The cousin's wife?
Yeah.
Before the cousin?
Yeah. Yeah, I've thought about this.
Yeah.
Cousin Matthew, cousin Rachel, Auntie Diana, cousin Katie, Uncle Richard.
Oh, so there's, sorry, is that 10 between Uncle Michael and Uncle Richard?
Yeah. So my cousin's kids.
Yeah.
Ben, then Alex.
Definitely that way around.
Yes. Then Auntie Gay.
Pardon?
Yes. And then...
Are we in last place? Are we coming to last place now?
Cousin Rachel's... No, Cousin Matthew's wife, Georgia.
Oh, dear.
Cousin Rachel's husband, Chris. I think it's Chris.
Sorry, has Rachel got a wife and a husband?
But do you know what number we're on now? Should I have been taking notes?
I feel like we're getting there.
Okay. I've completely forgotten my in-laws. So they're going to have to stick them in a bit.
I don't think we can do that. Okay. I think there's a reason why you forgot them.
Shit. Jay, I forgot all your family.
It's too late.
Top 50 family members.
That is so messed up.
No, it is, isn't it?
My family are better than your family.
Okay. Well, I'd like to insert them in the top 10.
I'm sure you would.
Ali, Ant, and Colin.
Mm. Let's just zip down to last place now, and then we'll leave it there.
You don't want to go. I don't want him to feel shortchanged.
Okay, but I'm just quite keen to hear who your worst family member is.
One of Jay's cousins who I don't know.
Perfect. Okay, well, great questions there. Tim Key has a question for you too.
Does he enjoy his unique position in TalkSport, where he's constantly covering for other people's shows? Does he choose to do it that way, or would he rather have a definite daily slot? I even wonder whether it works out financially better, because I used to be a paper boy, and I didn't have a paper round. I was just there to cover people's paper rounds, so I got paid a daily rate for being there, and then plus a rate for doing a paper round when someone was ill. So I wonder whether he has the same sort of system.
Mm.
So you want to be asking stuff like whether he's on a retainer anyway,
yeah,
and then he gets paid, in addition, he gets paid for each show he does.
Yeah, no, it's interesting.
Yeah.
Definitely interesting.
If you could ask him, maybe ask him how much, when there has been an offer of his own show, what sort of figures they were talking about, and then what he's pulling in each year, the way that he's doing it.
Sorry, can we run by them one more time?
Would you like a daily slot on TalkSport?
Yeah.
Okay. So I guess it was, if it's a no, do you deliberately fill in for others?
No, but it's kind of useful. It's sort of, I do like the variety, yes.
Are you on a retainer? I don't think he knows what a retainer is.
They have to give me a certain number of shows a year beyond what I already have.
How much money do you earn each year?
It really varies. I had a very good, I'm going to say, significantly less than I used to.
Mm-hmm. And how much per show on TalkSport? Back to TalkSport now.
I don't want to answer that question.
No, fair enough.
Is that okay?
Of course.
I want to be honest with everybody.
Yeah. I think you are being honest. You're being honest by saying I don't want to.
Thanks for those questions, Tim. I really appreciate them.
That's it, Max Rushton.
Thanks.
Is there anything you'd like to plug on your excellent and yellow website, maxrushton.com? There is currently no merchandise available.
None available.
Mm. Well, thank you, Max. It's it's 1 minute to three.
Yeah.
I scheduled in ending at three.
Okay. I enjoyed it.
Yeah, I enjoyed it. I'm giving it three out of five.
We should perhaps play golf sometime.
Yeah, yeah. Maybe in September?
Sure, yeah.
Okay, well, I'll give you a shout about that. Thank you, Max.
No worries. Bye, Alex.
Bye-bye.
With the McDonald's app, you can get your favorite thing delivered to your door. So if you were looking for a reason to skip washing those dishes you left in the sink, consider this a sign. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Right now, get $0 delivery fee with any purchase of $15 or more, only in the app. At participating McDonald's, minimum purchase excludes tax and service fees. Delivery prices may be higher than in restaurants. Other fees may apply, not valid with any other offer, discount, or coupon.
Right, let's find out who we've got in the band. On trumpet, a little tootle, please. It's... Joe Auckland. On drums, it's... Ben Reynolds. On saxophone, it's... Mark Brown. On bass guitar, it's...
This is a good bit.
Willip Collier. And who's that on piano?
Oh, I thought you were about to go into your song for the week. I thought this was a carefully choreographed...
No, it was my attempt to find out who's that on piano. Who's that on piano?
Don't know.
No. Moving on.
And after the massive success of I Themed a Theme last week, the pianist has got another
game.
Another quiz for us. Isn't that right, Nick?
Actually, it's Ed.
Oh, hello, Ed.
Yeah.
You've got another quiz for us?
I've got a really good quiz. And it's you've just got to find the MPs, guys. Let's hit the theme tune, Joe.
They could be hiding in number 10. They could be hiding in checkers. They could be hiding in a backed-out car. They could hide in a Westminster bar. They could be hiding in their second home. They could be hiding in their third home. They're probably hiding because they've done something wrong. But are they hiding in a song? Hidden MPs!
Amazing.
Liberal auto-tune, amazing.
Beautiful, beautiful. It took me 5 minutes to write the tune and 3 hours to auto-tune. So, yes, so the answer, guys, is yes. They are hiding in a song. Because that's the name of the game. Hello and welcome to Hidden MPs.
So, formal, I like it.
I think you should host next week, Ed.
What do you mean?
Yeah. I think I should. Right then, guys, so here are the rules. They're a bit different. It's a slightly maverick quiz. First of all, I'd like you to wave when you buzz in, as well as make a noise, because sometimes it's difficult to hear you. So let's have a little wave. So we know. Oh, that's nice. So the big, most important rule is that there's going to be bonus points if you guess the answer before it's been said, okay? So you get an extra point, but you're frozen out of the round if you get it wrong, and you lose a point. Okay. And you lose a point, so you've got to be sure. So, yeah, it's like our old game. There's going to be a song that we all know, and somewhere in the lyrics there might be the name of an MP.
Oh, there is.
Possibly there might be. From around the world. They're quite difficult, so let's start off with this first one, Joe, if you don't mind.
I may not always love you, as long as there are stars above you. You never need to doubt it, I'll make you so sure about it.
Alex. I think that was
Gordon Brown.
Oh, yes. Very subtle.
I one. Genuinely thought Gordon Brown. I thought, don't be stupid.
Well, you definitely stay at that level, Joe.
Yeah, no, I know.
You didn't choose
you're
Gordon Brown.
You're on
for
my
that.
Wavelength. Yeah, the world renowned.
Golden Brown.
Oh, didn't even occur to me, Ren. Okay, question number two.
Oh, brilliant.
How many are there, Ed?
Five.
Not enough.
This guitar.
Me on my new guitar, yeah. Ground control to Major John. Alex!
Oh, very nice.
That's very great.
What's the answer?
John Major.
John Major.
Oh, yeah, that's correct. 2 points to Alex so far.
No. He sounds surprised. You wrote it.
Number three. Question number three. Yes, Alex.
Justin Trudeau.
Correct. Oh,
damn it.
Oh, this is a whitewash. Come on, guys. Actually, there's a bonus. There's an extra bonus point for this next question. Question number four coming up. Penultimate question.
I'm going early with Theresa May.
I've got...
Joe.
Michael Gove.
Correct. Alex, you lose a point for that.
How did it go? Where did Michael Gove come?
There she goes.
He said Gove instead of goes.
Oh, I thought it was Theresa May. Is it,
yeah. You were just wanting to give people a chance, Alex. I'd say the bonus question. So the original song... by the Lars. Well, the Lars song was adapted from an old Wailers sea shanty. Anyone know the original lyrics? For a bonus.
Is it Theresa May?
No. The answer is there she blows. So, on to question number four.
That was a good bit. That was a lovely bit.
Thank you very much. So, here's our final question. It's a mysterious question. Hit it!
Oh, very good.
Stella Creasy.
Very nice.
Stella Creasy. Stella
Creasy
lover.
And, I saw her a few days ago in the by the town hall.
Oh, that's nice. Anyway.
It was.
Bonus point, why was that so mysterious, guys? That question.
Who was singing it?
Yeah, it wasn't you singing it.
Pedders.
That's a bonus point for Mark. In fact, 15 bonus points for
really?
Mark. So Mark wins. Hey,
mysterious Pedro.
Pedro's on the podcast.
Yeah. The saxophone, wasn't
lovely.
He?
And his voice, yeah.
Yeah, I knew it wasn't you.
Well, that was great.
There we are.
And that's the end of your bit, is it?
It sure is, Alex.
Can we hear the theme tune again?
Loved it.
Oh, yeah, let's hear the theme tune again. They could be hiding in number 10. They
could be hiding in checkers. Woo-hoo! They could be hiding in a blacked out car. They could hide in a Westminster bar. They could be hiding in their second home. They could be hiding in their third home. They're probably hiding because they've done something wrong. But are they hiding in a song? Hidden MPs.
Oh, lovely. Lovely stuff. That Alex, was great. Yes, Willip?
Have I got 2 minutes to go and get a charger?
You might miss my joke.
See you in a bit.
Well, okay, Willip's gone to get a charger. I'm going to do the joke. Is everyone ready for the joke?
Yes, please.
Off.
Okay. Mark, do you mind doing a little introduction to the joke on one of your instruments? My kids are very bored at the moment, so I thought I'd try to get them into FIFA. I've heard that kids love FIFA, but mine didn't like it. I don't know what I did wrong. I put on some Katie Tunstall. I told them all about the University of St Andrews, bought them a map of the Scottish coast and got them to sketch the Falkland Palace. But it turns out it's pronounced Fife.
Fife.
That's my joke.
Oh, that's the best one yet, Alex. Well done.
Three jokes in a row.
Alex, yeah. You're quite good at writing jokes, it turns out.
Well, that I'm not sure if that was that good. It was quite wordy, the intro.
I think it's good.
But it's... Is it as good as my song? Well, this is a collaboration with...
What's going on over there? Is he digging for a charger?
Got it.
All right.
It's not a charger, is it?
Why are you charging? It's fucking huge. That's not a charger. That's an extension lead.
Well, right. You're back just in time to hear my song.
I thought he'd gone and got his lunchbox.
This is a collaboration with Joe Auckland. Is there anyone else on the recording of this, Joe?
Ben Reynolds.
Oh, Midhurst. Is it just the Midhurst boys?
It's pure Midhurst, this.
Pure Midhurst. And it's either called... Have you finished, Willip? Okay, this is called Shreds. Is it called Shreds?
3%.
I don't mind, actually. Yeah.
Yeah, it's called Shreds. Here we go.
One day there might be a situation when you feel a strong inclination to eat a nice bowl of shredded wheat. But it is no longer such a treat. What if a poisonous substance was found in the wheat in abundance? What raise the alarm before people come to any harm. Naturally, you'd want to tweet, never eat shredded wheat. But no one will think the cereal's infested, they'll just think northeast, southwested. They'll get infected. So how the message out? What is the phrase you should shout? Try these phrases out for size. Nailing each is super wise. Notify everyone, something's wrong. Nestle equals sick week long. Nice, subpar Weetabix. Next, explain situation to Katie Wicks. Not enough sensible words. Now everyone's sleeping in wards. Naughty Edward sometimes whispers. No, Edward, stop whispering. Nasty Edward shouts wusses. Everyone's thinking of compasses. Thinking of compasses.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Beautiful.
Excellent stuff.
Lovely.
Auckland, can I ask you a question? Have you got the time?
Not on my watch.
Oh, that is a lovely moment. We've almost had enough, but there's one more musician to hear from. It's the guy who hits the drums for money. It's Benjamin Reynolds. Hey, Ben.
Benjamin.
Hi.
So you've written something really special. Is that correct?
Have I? Really?
I can't.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah.
Have you heard it yet?
No.
Oh, cool. Okay.
Do you
thanks
just,
for the critique.
Do you want to describe it before we hear it?
It's a song about people who have different kinds of phobias.
Okay.
Hey! There's people with all kinds of fears, and each of them has a name. Gynophobia, fear of women. Ambrophobia, fear of rain. Genophobes don't like knees. Some are scared of feet.
Autophobia.
Octophobes hate the figure of eight. Some are afraid to eat meat.
Vegetarian.
Hemophobes don't like blood. Misophobes hate the mud. Echophobia, fear of the home. Autophobia,
being alone.
Guys?
For every fear a name, we all should share the load. And if you're frightened of long words, you're a hippopotamonstrosis quipedaliophobe. Hippopotamonstrosis quipedaliophobe.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Good work. Good acting.
That's an educational
as well.
Podcast.
Very upbeat with songs as well. Lovely songs today.
Did you know that word before, Alex?
Yes.
I thought you probably would.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because I'm a bit of a dick.
I thought you would, and I thought you are.
Hmm. So, well done, Ben. But today's best musician was Willip Collier, the bassist.
Definitely the noisiest.
You're playing two covers.
And in second place was Mark Brown. Please do keep sending in suggestions for us to do stuff, and go to patreon.com if you want your own dingle. Has anyone else got anything to say?
No.
No.
Not on my watch.
Thanks to everyone. Thanks to Joel Porter and Joe Walker for all their technical skills. Thanks to Mark, Nick, Joe, Willip and Ben. Oh, thanks to the NHS and the key workers. Thanks to our special guest. Boo.
May they be paid a fair wage.
And may they be paid a fair wage.
Yeah, stick to comedy, that. Mate.
thank you to our special guest Max Rushton, and thanks to you for listening and supporting. After the dingles, we will play you out with some of the most beautiful music in the world. Goodbye.
Bye. Bye.
Susan K. Moses. Susan. Susan K. Moses. Susan. Susan K. Moses likes a cup of tea. Susan K. Moses also likes coffee.
The best is Chester in the land. The best is Chester.
He's a man!
The best is Chester might be foreign. The Chester that's called Warren, where the rabbits live. Chester new to Wales. Warren like the Beatty. Chester's got a clock tower. War and peace. Chester's got a clock tower. War and peace. Chester's got a clock tower. War and Chester. He's the best, sir. War and Chester. Beat the rest, sir.
Warren!
The best is Chester in the land. The best is Chester.
He's a man.
The best is Chester might be foreign. The best is Chester is called Warren.
Thank you, Dan.
J.
George loves cars, and George loves cardigans, and George loves carpets, and most of this is true. George loves Cardiff, George loves cartilage, and George loves cartridges and carbonara too. George plays cards, and George loves Castleton. George loves carbon, and George loves calves. George loves cartwheels, George loves carnivores. He loves carbohydrates, his x-rays are first rate. He thinks Jem is super great, George Morris is a dude.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your processes to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. Schedule package pickups and see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers. With rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up with code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's stamps.com. Code PROGRAM.